Chapter 2. Sean lay in the darkness and stared across the room at the grey oblong of the window. There was a slice of moon in the sky outside. Sean could not sleep. He was thinking about the bushbuck. He heard his parents pass the door of the bedroom. His stepmother said something, and his father laughed. Wait Courtney had a laugh as deep as distant thunder. Sean heard the door of their room close, and he sat up in bed.
Gary!
No answer.
Gary!
He picked up a boot and threw it. There was a grunt.
Gary!
What do you want? Garrick's voice was sleepy and irritable.
I was just thinking. Tomorrow's Friday.
So?
Ma and Pa'll be going into town. They'll be away all day. We could take the shotgun and go lay for that old inconker.
Garrick's bed creaked with alarm.
You're mad!
Garrick could not keep the shock out of his voice.
Pa would kill us if he caught us with a shotgun.
Even as he said it, he knew he would have to find a stronger argument than that to dissuade his brother. Sean avoided punishment if possible, but a chance at a bush buck ram was worth all his father's right arm could give. Garrick lay rigid in bed, searching for words.
Besides, Pa keeps the cartridges locked up.
It was a good try, but Sean countered it.
I know where there are two buckshots that he's forgotten about. They're in the big vase in the dining room. They've been there over a month.
Garrick was sweating. He could almost feel the jambok curling around his buttocks and hear his father counting the strokes.
8! 9! 10!
Please, Sean, let's think of something else.
Across the room, Sean settled back comfortably on his pillows. The decision had been made.